revision. And I have been blessed over and above, I would say 50 years of preaching. This year, God has blessed me. But you know why? Because what it says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. So I couldn't lose but be blessed, because it's a blessed is the person who reads and obeys these prophecies. And I've had the privilege of preaching over 22 times on Revelation, never doubled up on a message. Woo! I had so much fun this year. I was blessed like you wouldn't believe it. And I'm not putting it on. That's the way it was. And it's just been so wonderful, so wonderful. So this morning we're going to be talking about Revelations. But let's just give a little bit of a revision, because I was in Revelation chapter 4 here earlier this year. And after this I looked, and let's get this down here. There we go. Revelation chapter 4 in June the 22nd. And at the same time, we preached on Revelation chapter 5, and we talked about the importance of worshiping the Lord. And then on July the 27th, we talked about love and justice, and justice and love, and the difference between the two. But they're not competition. They're not against each other. God's justice is showing his love towards us in Revelation chapter 9. And that was a great time. We talked about the power of prayer in chapter 8 of Revelation. We talked about the importance of prayer and so on. And then on August the 31st, we talked about the two witnesses. And do you remember how we finished that message? I talked about Acts 29. Is something wrong with that? Yes, we don't have Acts 29. You, me, we are Acts 29. We're carrying on from Acts 28, and we're carrying on. And that's so important. And we talked about that. And then on the 31st also, we talked about victory. How we're going to have victory in Jesus. There's victory. And it's going to be a wonderful time of victory on the Lord. So that's what we've done so far. And the next meeting after this, we're going to be talking about judgment. But in this meeting, we're not going to talk about judgment, because we won't tell you that. There's some exciting things coming up. But today we're going to talk about chapter 19. Let's open up our Bibles, Revelation chapter 19, and we see what God has for us. And we know he's going to bless, because we're reading it. It's a win-win situation. I like win-win situations, because if I make mistakes, no big deal. God's going to bless it. And we read, after this, I heard the what sounded like a vast crowd in heaven shouting, "Praise the Lord! Salvation and glory and power belongs to our God." And this is just now the prayer meeting, praise meeting. And you know what we just did this morning? I don't know how you feel about it, but I get goosebumps. I love it. And I think what our brother said up here, it's beyond us. It's something that, I mean, I've had some good times in my life, but nothing like Sunday mornings. When I was 10 years old, I was sitting right down there, not here, in this chapel, in Cascade Gospel Chapel, with Johnny DeRosio, 10 years old, and I enjoyed it. I couldn't participate. I wasn't baptized. And I just got saved, and I hadn't been really met with the elders that much. And I hate to say it publicly, no, I don't hate to say it, because I've had a great 80 years, but that was 70 years ago. 70 years ago, I started worshiping the Lord in the New Testament way of worshiping the Lord. Amen. And I have been to 69 countries, no, 59 countries, and a lot of times I go to church where they don't have this meeting, and I miss it. And here in Revelation chapter 19, it's all about praising the Lord. He's worthy. Songs of victory in heaven. And when you get home this afternoon, after your nap, or we call it siesta, after the siesta, from 1:30 to 3, you can read it. And you are going to be blessed, because it says we're going to be blessed just reading it. Praise the Lord, salvation and glory and power. It's just so wonderful. Praise our God, all his servants, all who fear him, for the least to the greatest. We're all called to praise the Lord. And we do it in different ways. I praise the Lord in some situation. Woo! I'm telling you, I wonder sometimes, but you know how it is. Different people praise the Lord in different ways. Some people more vocal than others. But it's wonderful to praise the Lord. And we're going to talk a little bit about that later on when we get into the marriage supper of the Lamb. Then I heard again. See, this is again. First, we heard it in verse 1 there. We heard it. Now, then again, the second time, again, what sounded like the sound of vast crowds, or the roar of mighty oceans wave over the crushed of loud thunder. Praise the Lord, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice. Let us give honor to him, for the time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb, and her bride has prepared herself. She has been given the finest of the pure white linen to wear. And so on. That's just exciting thing. Things that are going to happen. These are some of the charts that I've been using this year, and we're just near the end there, just before the where it says 100 years reign of Jesus. That's where we are, just before then, and around this time, just where that second coming of Christ. And we're going to be talking about bride of Christ. Now, an interesting thing. I was reading one commentary said that we're not going to be invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb, because we're going to be there. And who is going to be invited? They say, I'm not saying it's, they say it's the Old Testament saints and the saints that were blessed during the saved during the tribulation. But we, the church, didn't go through the tribulation, and we, the church, are going to be there. We're the bride. Oh, won't that be fantastic? And I spent hours and hours studying about the whole idea of the bride and the groom in the Jewish religion and so on. Oh, it's going to be a great feast, great fiesta. And we're going to see what God has for us in the whole area of things. The Lamb, then this whole chapter of the whole Bible is one of the most dramatic in all the Bible. It is the church, the bride of Christ, is the guest of honor at the marriage of the Lamb in heaven, verses 1 to 10. And then we're going to read the return with Christ in his triumph, second coming, verses 11 to 21. The people mentioned here are distinct from others being in heaven, because we're not there yet. We're saved, born again, but we're the church. We didn't go through that tribulation time, and we're all dressed up. I'm going to have my tie on. No, I don't think so, because it says here we're going to have white robes to the purity, so I won't have to wear my tie there. But it's something to honestly look forward to. The world's got nothing to look forward to. We used to sing, oh, to be without a Savior, with no hope or refuge nigh. But we have everything on our side. But there's going to be judgment, which we'll talk about the next meeting. The scene shifts from the earth, where it has been since chapter 6. Chapter 6 to chapter 19 is the earth. That comes through the tribulation and all the things happen on earth. But now we've got a glimpse of heaven. Woo-hoo! I tell people about this and they think I'm nuts. They're crazy, they say. Loco. But if we didn't have this, if it wasn't true, what do we have? 60, 70, 80, maybe 90 years of life on earth. Then what? Nada. Again, nothing. But we do. This is only the beginning. And what we did this morning, we're going to do that for eternity. But we won't have the symbols. We're not going to have the symbols. We deacons, we don't need the symbols in heaven. We're going to have the real deal. We're going to have Jesus. And we're going to see the marks in his hands. And we're going to talk to him. And we're going to just worship him the way I would like to worship him now. But I just can't seem to get it out. He is so wonderful, so wonderful. In this book, in this chapter, we have four times hallelujah, or hallelujah. It's fantastic. How do you say that in Chinese, hallelujah? Same thing? Oh, good. I speak Chinese. Hallelujah. How's that? But when we get to heaven, we're going to all be speaking the same language. And we're going to be saying hallelujah, hallelujah, whatever. But we're going to be saying it. And four times in this book, we have it. So what will we celebrate in heaven? What and why are we going to go to heaven? What's the big deal? Well, I think the big deal is that we're going to be worshiping the person that we love so much. And we do love him. We do love him. The King James Version uses hallelujah. The New Scofield Bible says hallelujah. Hallelujah is simply the Greek form for the Hebrew word hallelujah, which means praise be to God. And some of your versions might have praise be to God and others hallelujah. But it's all from the original languages. But we're going to be spending eternity. And it sounds like we're going to be speaking Chinese and English and in Espanol, in Espanol, hallelujah. French too, so I think this is great. Now, we find this verse in many different scriptures. And for instance, in Psalm 104, verse 35, but many sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, my soul, praise the Lord, hallelujah. See there, in this particular translation, it's praise the Lord. Psalm 104, verse 45, then they might keep his precepts and observe his laws, praise the Lord. And then in Psalm 106, 1, praise the Lord, give thanks to our Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever, hallelujah. And praise the Lord, I exalt the Lord. And these are just different examples. But sometimes when you're free and you're sitting at home, instead of watching the stuff on the television, as our brother talked about AI and fake news and all that kind of stuff, read, go through all the Bible of the hallelujahs, and you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. I was blessed doing that. Then what we find out what happens here is the three different groups cry out hallelujah before the Lord. First, we have the saints in heaven. The saints in heaven. Then we have the 24 elders before the throne of God. And then we have the great multitude, all praising the Lord. What a praise meeting that will be. That will be, that's for sure. Psalm Revelation 19, 1 to 10 says, we see at least four reasons for celebrating. Our Lord would, as believers, we needed to wait until the event of Revelation come to pass. We can join, we don't have to wait. We can join it now. We don't have to wait for the end times to praise the Lord. We can start now. And as I said, this is just an avant-goût, a before taste of what we're going to be doing for eternity. I don't know why more Christians don't come to the Lord's Supper. They're missing out on some wonderful, wonderful times. Five reasons to praise the Lord. What are some reasons we should be praising the Lord? Well, there's five of them I found. God delivered his people from his enemies. Praise the Lord. God meet over out of justice. Praise the Lord. God permits crushing of man's rebellion. Praise the Lord. God's sovereignty. Praise the Lord. And God's communion with his people. Praise the Lord. Those are just some of the reasons. You know, when I got out of the car this morning and I saw that big pile of leaves that you guys have done this, maybe this weekend, I said, praise the Lord. That came out of my mouth. I wasn't blasphemy. I was just thinking, who are the Christians who came and then I thought, well, all those leaves, we could praise the Lord thinking all those leaves, every leaf is a reason why we could praise the Lord. I had a great time outside this morning with the Lord. Him and I, we had a little time together before I walked in here. There's so many reasons we can praise the Lord. We don't have to invent them. They're there every day. I look out here and I see how many different nationalities, how many different languages, how many different thoughts, how many different mentalities, how many different backgrounds, and we're together. No war, no argument, no discussion. We're all doing the same thing, praising the Lord. And that's a reason to praise the Lord, I think. Where do you get people like this together of one mind? Praising the Lord. We have so much to praise the Lord. Yes? For true and righteousness are his judgment, for he has judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication. Jesus, God, the man of Christ, Jesus, I'm thinking of in Spanish, I'm translating into French, now it's going to go into English. Yes! He did it. He's going to put Satan down. He's going to stamp on Satan. He's going to rub Satan in the ground. And we're going to have a time here on earth when he doesn't reign. It'll be a wonderful 1,000 years at least. Yes, the elders. The elders. The 24 elders and the four living creatures, they're going to be praising the Lord. And then, of course, in chapter 18, we have the destruction of Babylon, and that we can praise the Lord that he overcame Babylon. Then we talk about the church. We are the church. We are the church. That's the main thing. That's the most important thing. We are the church. Yes. 144,000 redeemed. They're going to be evangelizing. And this is all in chapter. You can spend a whole week on chapter 19. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye who his saints, and ye that fear him, both small and great. We'll all praise the Lord. We'll all. Yes, Babylon is going to be crushed to the ground. The Lord, there is no one like him, for you are great and your name is powerful. He's a God of justice and a God that loves us. Again, they sounded praise, hallelujah. The smoke from her goes up from forever and ever. Are you getting excited? Are you going to read it when you get home? I hope so. Because there's so much in here that we could spend the whole time just looking at. And again and again and again, we see the importance of praising the Lord in his way. Yes. We looked out across the plains towards Sodom and Gomorrah and watched as the columns of smoke rose from the city like smoke from a furnace. That happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. It happened to Babylon too. God going to crush Babylon. I was doing a message on that in one of the assemblies, And I took picture. I had pictures of all the problems in Gaza. How you say it in English, anyway? In Jerusalem, in Palestine, and all that. And it's amazing to flatten the country. And that's what this is going to happen. What happened to Babylon? Today, you go to Babylon and you go to the city where it was, and you look there, and it's just plain. Everything is crushed down. Everything is finished. But that's God. He can do it. And the four and 20 elders, and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Hallelujah, Amen. And we're all going to be doing that. That's going to be the 24 elders and the Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's so good. The songs we sing give us a little bit of a before taste of what we're going to do in heaven. And we could do so much more. Then we have the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to be there. If you know Jesus, you're going to be there. It's going to be wonderful. Wonderful. And here we are, just near the end of the thing. Revelation, the coming King, the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's going to be a wonderful time. A wonderful, wonderful time. And if you're not part of that, I invite you to be part of it. You know, I hate Halloween. Trick or treats, Halloween handouts. But you know, I had 30 little goblins come to my house, and 30 little goblins got a chocolate bar with the Gospel of John. Ian McDougall had 80 at his house, 80 kids, and they all got a Gospel of John and chocolates. So we've got to invite our friends. We've got to invite our friends that the King is coming. They have to be ready. We have to be ready. And that's our ministry. That's what we're supposed to be doing. The image of the bride and the bridegroom. What a wonderful, wonderful thought that. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of great multitudes, like the roar of many waters and like the sound of a mighty peals of thunder, crying out, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Is he reigning in your heart? I hope he did. That's what we come here for. Let us rejoice and exalt and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clear, was given to her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteousness acts of God's holy people. The great feast. Then the angel said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he added, There are the true words of God. Oh, I like this one. I like this one. And this I fell at his feet to worship him. Now that's John. He made a mistake. He goofed. I never saw that before, but he goofed. And what did the angel say to John? Don't do that. I'm a fellow servant with you and with your brothers and sisters who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for it is the spirit of prophecy who bears witness to Jesus. You know, that's why here, I don't know what's wrong, Harold. I don't see any images. I don't see any statues of Joseph. Because we're not supposed to worship. It said here, worship God. That's who we worship. We're not to worship our jobs. We're not to worship our we love our family. We do anything for our family, but we're not to worship them. We're to worship God. Our work, our play, and everything. So I like this verse. You can share this verse with people. People always ask me in Cascades, why aren't there any statues here? Because we don't have images that we worship. We worship God. I hope this has been encouraging to you to get into it. You know what an iceberg is? An iceberg, you see the tip of an iceberg, but underneath this huge mountains of ice. And that's only the tip of the iceberg. That's to whet your appetite, you know? Like in a desert, you get really thirsty, you want a drink of water. Well, I hope this gets you wanting to get into it more. Father God, we thank you once again for Revelation 19. We thank you, Heavenly Father, how that We are to worship you, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we could look forward to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we are going to be there. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for that. Help us, guide us, and direct us to live accordingly. And bless the food downstairs, and thank you for the ladies and people who put that together, and thank you, bless it to our body, and we'll give you our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.